Wie kann die Klimagerechtigkeitsbewegung effektiv verhindern, dass rechte Gruppen den Klimaschutz in einen Vogue-Kulturkampf umdeuten? Und wie können wir das gegen Recht, des gerechteten Ressourcen sparen oder auch den Suffizienz betonen? Suffizienz. Ich kann es immer noch nicht.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the invitation. And so, as you may all know, climate science and climate negotiations are today governed by what we call the Paris Agreement. And what the Paris Agreement is about? The Paris Agreement introduced for the first time in the climate resolution. Climate resolution is what is accepted by all countries, parties to the UN, introduced the concept of 1.5 degree target, below 2 degrees with the objective to be at 1.5 degree target by the end of the century. And all the work that has been done since the signature of the Paris Agreement in 2015 is around 1.5 and 2 degrees. So this is where we should be to keep the planet livable for humanity. And then what is not in the Paris Agreement that most people think is there is that there is no obligation for countries to be at 1.5 degree targets. And this is very important to know that there is no binding obligation. So compared to the ancestor of the Paris Agreement is the Kyoto Protocol. In the Kyoto Protocol, the industrialized countries in the 90s had an obligation to reduce their emissions. It was not ambitious, but there was an obligation. It's important from a legal perspective because if there is an obligation, so and the government do not meet this obligation, you can take legal action. If there is no obligation, you cannot take legal action. And then what does that mean, the 1.5 and the 2 degrees? What does that mean for us? It means that because we have a global carbon budget, the global carbon budget is how much carbon the planet can still absorb. And when you are between 1.5 and 2 degrees, this means you have between 5 and 15 years. This is what it means. That's all what we have. 5 years to be within, to give us a big chance to be at 1.5, and 15 years to be at 2 degrees. And when you look at what we are doing in our climate policies, we have a target as Europeans. We have a target to be climate neutral by 2050. 2050. This means how many years from now? We are 2024, 26 years. So we are above the carbon budget. How do we arrive to design a climate neutrality target for 2050 for enriched countries? Because we simply ignore that there are people in the south living there. They don't exist. They simply do not exist for us. For politicians, for scientists, there is no one there. And this is what we learn in our schools. You know, I am French Algerian. In the Algerian school, I learned that all what does not work in Algeria is because of French colonialism. But in the French school, I learned that there was nothing in Algeria before French came. Both versions are wrong, of course. And so the 1.5, the climate, our climate neutrality target is possible only if there is no one living in the south. And at the same time, it's possible only if there is no one living in the south. However, we do need the resources from the south. So we need to make them slaves until we end life there. And then we succeed to do our, what we call transition, which is not transition because we did not start doing anything. Can we move to, because the question was about implementation. Before going to the implementation, the first step is to design policies within the limitation of nature, the limitation of the planet Earth. It's not what we have been doing. And we are so proud, especially in the EU, with our climate policy package, which is the most comprehensive one, but which is very much market-driven policy framework. the market cannot deliver on societal issues, did not deliver, and it cannot deliver in the future. It can only deliver on conflicts. And this is why we are in this situation. And given that I am in Switzerland, I will share with you a little bit about one of the instruments that was not designed as part of the energy transition, that was designed in the 90s. This is what is called its trade agreement. It is called the Energy Charter Treaty. This agreement was designed by the Europeans after the collapse of the Soviet Union to protect our fossil fuel companies when they go to invest in the republics that were born after the collapse of the Soviet Union. And how they are protected? They are protected by offering the possibility to all companies from countries party to this treaty to sue governments in private arbitration. Private arbitration is parallel justice system, which is one of the worst colonialist instruments that was invented by the Dutch when they had to decolonize. And they thought that, oh, we are not going to leave all these resources for these people. So, because they realized that there were people there. And then they thought that they will put a parallel justice system. And the argument behind that, it was that at that time, after decolonization, because of course we did not let these countries to develop, they did not have proper justice system, rule of law. So that was the Dutch rule of law. And a vision of the rule of law in the South. But actually, in reality, when you go through private arbitration, what happens is that you can ask for huge compensations. And this treaty has been used by our companies from the West against the East. And then, more recently, it became used between EU countries because it protects all investment in supply side, no matter if it's renewables or fossil fuels. And we managed in the EU to have big European countries withdrawing from the treaty, like France, Germany, and Poland. And we have in total 10 countries who have announced their withdrawal. The effective withdrawal happened only in France, Germany, and Poland in last December by withdrawing from with the argument that this treaty is an ecocide treaty. Because what this treaty does in reality, it was called investment protection for energy sector, and I labeled it as an ecocide treaty that protects greenhouse gas emissions. And then they had to withdraw. There is a proposal to withdraw the EU, the overall EU, because as Europeans, we are, as EU citizens, we are members, as member state, as an EU, but we don't have yet an agreement because of some countries like, for example, Austria, Belgium, etc. They want to stay there to protect their investors outside. So we are still discussing this at the EU level. We are beating limbo from the EU level. However, in Switzerland, nothing happened. Nothing happened. So if there is something for me that could come up from this Congress, is that you, the Swiss people, or those who are living in Switzerland, you organize yourselves to ask your government to withdraw from this treaty. Because what is going to happen with the withdrawal of the EU countries is that companies will move their headquarters to Switzerland. So you will become, your territory will become the place from where they can sue other countries for fossil fuels. And this treaty is really a neo-colonialist treaty, because then when Russia was party to this treaty, they did withdraw for other reasons in 2009. When Russia withdrew from this treaty, so what the Europeans thought, oh, we must replace Russia with the African countries. And they have been, I was hired to work on this treaty as an African citizen to bring the Africans there. I have done the opposite. Each time I met with the African representative, I told them never join this neo-colonialist treaty. Okay, I lost my job because of that, but then... So there are some risks. You must take risks. I was harassed because of that. It was the first time I experienced the harassment at work. But okay, the result of that is that European countries, first, I brought back this treaty to the European discussion because it was unknown. It was unknown for my generation. And it's funny, it was a Swiss expert who explained to me how it works exactly. It was a Swiss guy who would like Switzerland to stay in this treaty, it was from his explanation that I started fighting against this treaty. So sometimes the teachers, the result of what you teach is the opposite of what you expect. But now we really need a Swiss movement against this treaty, because then we need to, because if we have the withdrawal already with the withdrawal of the big EU countries, they have less money to promote this treaty to Africa, etc. But we need the withdrawal of all the rich countries, and then we will still have some countries in the eastern part, like Kazakhstan, etc., that they will stay there. But basically the withdrawal of the EU countries plus Switzerland and the UK, it means the death of this treaty. And it will be the first international trade agreement that we would kill. And we could it because of a climate crisis. So if you could do something about it, contact me if you'd like to launch something in Switzerland about it. And then the next question, I got the next question? The next question I had was about the climate talk in Dubai, and the phase out of coal, etc. Unfortunately, Sultan Al Jaber, who was the president of the COP, the last COP, was right when he said there are no scenarios about the phase out. And I remember French journalists were calling me. I did not know, so I had to say the truth because I'm a scientist. But I wanted to lie. I did not lie. But I explained what I find trick. I said if he considers science as science only the scenarios that are included in the IPCC report, so he is right. There are no scenarios in the IPCC report that aim for 1.5 degree target that projects full phase out. The scenarios that we have, it's not the fault of the IPCC, it's the fault of the scientific community. The scenarios that we have, they do project that are aligned with this 5 years or 15 years carbon budget. They do project phase out of fossil fuels in rich countries, but they do not project phase out of fossil fuels in the poor, in the global south. So it's only for the global north. So when Al Jaber said that there are no scenarios that project phase out, he was not completely wrong, unfortunately. And why do we end up in this situation? Because I think as scientists, that scientists, the scientific community, suffers from the, is also victim of this global system in which we are. Financialization of science, privatization of science. Most of the science is funded by private companies, or we do rely on foundations. And no one questions why the hell do foundations exist? How does it come that they exist? They exist because of the tax system that we have put in place, etc. And as a result of that, we are scientific community as well is locked in this system. And even if you go to, if you publish, to try to publish scenarios that are not mainstream, if you want, with the mainstream thinking, that because science is not apolitical. This is the main thing. So physics, the physics of climate, I could, because I first started in physics and I moved to economics. So in physics, you could be apolitical, but not in economics and social science. And these scenarios are not apolitical. They are built within the system in which we are. So these scenarios, those that exist today, do not question the system in which we are, in which we have been evolving. And this is the issue that we have. And that's why then you end up, because in the last COP, they did say that it has to be a science-based decision. Okay, today, science-based decision is continuation of fossil fuels in the global south. And there will be no life in the global south. Climate neutrality is possible only if there is no life in the global south. Maybe we may have robots to extract, because the transition as it is designed today is an extractivist position, transition, which means that it's business as usual, because we are in this situation because we are in extractivist economy. Thank you.
Das war die Veranstaltung Feministische und ökosozialistische Antworten auf die kapitalistischen Verwüstungen vom anderen Davos in Zürich. Und das war's auch mit dem Sonderangebot auf Radio Lora.
Bella B, ich will ziehen. Was sei ihr nass? Geh auf Lean zum Termin. Freak in den Sheets, want some D, doch bin B. Bad bitch will cash, ich streu Coke, need no sleep. Reib dein Dick an der Klit. Scheißegal, reib die Klit an der Klit. Kein 9 to 5 für die Dime, sell ich Bricks. Don't waste my time, wieder high und ich sip. Back in the days, dos cabronas, let them babes. Compare mit Mama, doch heute die Dollars zur Private Island Castaway. Baby Passenger, ich jag die Sex, doch act the straight. Zeig, wenn ich grad ficken will, kein Vorwand, was für Netflix, ey. Strap on, Black Swan, next one. Baby, alles gut, solange nur das Cash kommt. Schieb kein dicken Better, show me some respect, son. Mein Ex verlässt das Haus noch mit Bodyguards und Teflon. Headshots. Mach mal Platz für die Bitches. Scheiß auf Hype, baby, I take the riches. Wrist voller Eis und 4K um die Hüfte. DMs von Rapstars, ho, wenn du nur wüsstest. Mach mal Platz für die Bitches. Scheiß auf Hype, baby, I take the riches. Wrist voller Eis und 4K um die Hüfte. DMs von Rapstars, ho, wenn du nur wüsstest. Ferragamo, Ballerina, son frustrada. Oversized T, unten trag ich nada. Pussy schmeckt nach Crema Catalana. Und schick den ins Nirvana bis mañana. Meine steht bei jedem auf der Bucketlist. Er will mich überreden, doch er schafft es nicht. Bringt aus Übersee fast jede Tasche mit. Er denkt Taktik, doch merkt, dass er nicht mal einen Danke kriegt. Sippe roten Wein, predikiert wie die Keys. Er muss sich beweisen, gibt 100 in der Suite. Komme nicht mit Quickie, mach paar Runden oder Peace. Er will loben sein, drückt ihn runter wie Khabib. Freak in den Sheets, immer sweet, finish clean, business queen, gib mir cream, Bella Beast, Kalash Sheets. Mach mal Platz für die Bitches, scheiß auf Hype, baby, I take the riches. Wrist voller Eis und 4K um die Hüfte, DMs von Rapstars, ho, wenn du nur wüsstest. Mach mal Platz für die Bitches, scheiß auf Hype, baby, I take the riches. Wrist voller Eis und 4K um die Hüfte, DMs von Rapstars, ho, wenn du nur wüsstest.
Damn, Renzi.
Autos sind getünt, die Boxen platzen.
Wie mein Kopf.
Need for Speed.
Need for
Speed. Alles dreht sich und der dreht ein, um zu puffen. Need for Speed.
Need for Speed.
Autos sind getünt, die Boxen platzen.
Wie mein Kopf.
Need for Speed.
Need for Speed.
Alles dreht sich und der dreht ein, um zu puffen.
Need for Speed.
Was denn?
Heißiger Zone, ich war viel zu schnell, ich bin viel zu spät dran, hab schon wieder verpennt. Doch ich stopp, was ich mach, das so 100%. Ja, ich lebe im Moment, während du dich verstellst. Seine Leute nicht echt und dein Ort ist gestreckt. Diggi, Wasser kommt an, denn die Hater, sie brennen. Merk dir den Namen, wenn du ihn noch nicht kennst. Ja, ich bin ein Berliner, 6-1 bis 3-6. Ich spiel mit dem Mond und mit Barbie und Ken. Ich hab zu viel im Kopf und ich renn. Hab keinen Bock rumzusitzen, so wie ein Student, Mann. Ich brenn für die Mucke, egal ob du's checkst. Du machst es für Fame, für die Klicks und das Geld. Ich mach's für niemanden außer mich selbst. Du bist ein Absolvent und es freut mich für dich, ich geb Gas in dem Jeep und ich cruise durch mein Kiez.
Autos sind getünt, die Boxen platzen.
Wie mein Kopf.
Need for Speed.
Need for Speed.
Alles dreht sich und der dreht ein, um zu puffen.
Need for Speed.
Need for Speed.
Ich drift durch die Kurven, für mich wie ein Boss. Meine Hand auf den Lenk hat die Haare gelockt. Ich wollte langsamer fahren, aber hat nicht gewollt. Mann, ich packe den Wagen, danach wird gezockt. Underground 2 und der Wagen, er rollt. Überhole die Pisser, wird wieder verfolgt. Und es geht nur um eins, wie erreiche ich das Ziel? Ich beschleunig den Nissan von Rachel gegönnt. Und ich fahr zur Garage, fahr schnell und ich sieh. Brauchte niemals einen Neustart, obwohl ich nicht cheat. Mann, ich scheiß auf Kritik und auf Menschen, die ziehen. Ich weiß, was ich verdiene, das ist safe, nicht ein Peach. Der labert und klaut Dicky wie ein Bandit. Ich rede von dir, ich red nicht von dem Jeep. Ich lasse dich hinter mir, bin ich naiv, war bis heute nur in Beats und in Autos verliebt.
Autos sind getünt, die Boxen platzen.
Wie mein Kopf.
Need for Speed.
Need for Speed.
Alles dreht sich und der dreht ein, um zu puffen.
Need for Speed.
Was denn?
Was denn?
Wasser.
Das Leben dreht sich nicht um dich, auch nicht um mich, nur sich im Kreis. Also tanz ich aus der Reihe, tanz es halt ganz allein. Alleiner fragt mich, wollen wir tanzen? Ich sag, passt schon, danke, nein. Nehme ich brauch nur bisschen Wasser, ein paar Beats und mein Mic. Wasser. Schreibt mir Romane, wird direkt blockiert. Das war ihm schon klar, trotzdem ist er schockiert. Er schreibt mir Romane, wird direkt blockiert. Ich mag es nur unkompliziert. Ich liebe Dates, doch ich rede von Datteln. Bin zwar eiskalt, doch lass niemanden zappeln. Ich bleibe ehrlich, vor allem zu mir selbst. Hater, die haten, sie haten sich selbst. Ich mache weiter das, was mir gefällt. Du bist wie Hanteln, weil du dich verstellst. Damit du komischen Pissern gefällst. Was für eine Welt.
Hä?
Was für eine Welt, in der wir heute leben. Muss mich nicht mögen, ich mag auch nicht jeden. Hater und Pickel gehören zu dem Leben. Ich lasse sie reden.
Kleine Schwätzer.
Während ich chille auf locker, die krasseste Scheiße erlebe.
Und wie ich lebe.
Das Leben dreht sich nicht um dich, auch nicht um mich, nur sich im Kreis. Also tanze ich aus der Reihe, tanze es halt ganz allein. Einmal fragt mich, wollen wir tanzen? Ich sag, passt schon, danke, nein. Ich brauch nur bisschen Wasser, ein paar Beats und mein Meister. Ich sag, ich komm nach, doch ich tauch nicht mehr auf. Hater am Brennen und ich steh zugleich auf. Bin seit zwei Stunden wach, krieg die Augen nicht auf. Ich steh auf, zieh mich an und ich lauf und ich lauf und ich lauf durch die Straßen, seh überall Zombies. Einer am Puffen, der andere auf Kombi. Einer am Gaffen und Geiern, der Pisser. Alle sind Brüder, doch sind nicht Geschwister. Das Leben dreht sich nicht um dich, auch nicht um mich, nur sich im Kreis. Redest viel, du bist ne Ratte und ne Schlange, denn ich weiß. Die Masken wechselst du so schnell, sie zwei Gesichter, nicht nur eins. Mit dir reden macht keinen Sinn, verstehst ja nicht mal einmal eins. Das Leben dreht sich nicht um dich, auch nicht um mich, nur sich im Kreis. Also tanz ich aus der Reihe, tanz es halt ganz allein. Alleiner fragt mich, wollen wir tanzen? Ich sag, passt schon, danke, nein. Nehmen. Ich brauch nur bisschen Wasser, ein paar Beats und mein Mic. Wasser.
Hast du Lust zum Radio machen?
Demos live übertragen.
Deine Idols interviewen.
Veranstaltungen aufzeichnen.
Deine eigenen Musiksets spielen.
Radio Lora, von der Bewegung für die Bewegung.
Radio Lora ist für alle da.
Radio Lora pour tout le monde.
Lora les Goulennes.
Radio Lora for everyone.
Komm vorbei als offenen Treff
jeden letzten Donnerstag im Monat.
Am 6. Uhr im Radio Lora.
Bis bald im Wald.
While you preach.